Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, December the 14th, 2018. The Jerusalem Post said on Monday that the U.S. Congress warns the Palestinian Authority to resume peace talks, threatening to cut American funding. Members of the Congress also warned the PA against a unilateral declaration of statehood. The mounting pressure follows the PA threats to demand the UN to recognize a Palestinian state within the 1967 borders and a recent set of recognitions made publicly last week by some South American countries, including Brazil and Argentina. In response to such pressure, AFP reported today that Palestinian President Abbas wants guarantees and answers from the United States before he accepts to return to any negotiations. Two key conditions for reviving the talks are a total halt on Israeli settlement building activities in the West Bank and East Jerusalem and a recognition of Palestinian state within 67 borders. Today, Israeli civil administration officials destroyed 5 wells and several sheds in a small Bedouin community between the villages of Atwani and Umm al-Safa, south of Hebron. The demolition was reportedly carried out because the farmers did not have permits to build the wells. In addition, 31 Palestinians were arrested in a round of overnight Israeli raids across the West Bank. Amongst the arrestees identified are a 20-year-old university student of Tubas, 2 boys known as Assad Mashal, 17, and Ahmed Nidal Aslim, 15, from the Qalqilya district, and Kamal Ahmed Abu Zahra, 23, from Yatta, near Hebron. The identities of locations of the other 27 arrestees were not confirmed. Meanwhile, Israeli troops demolished in the morning 2 Palestinian homes in 2 neighborhoods of East Jerusalem, near Sirwan. According to local sources, the houses were 2 of estimated 60,000 with demolition orders, stating that homes lacked building permits. In Gaza, medical sources reported that 2 young Palestinians were injured on Monday by Israel's shelling in Beit Lahia, the northwest of the Strip. The 2 injured were transferred to the Kamal Adwan Hospital. Also, Haaretz reported today that Israel cancelled its ceremony to honour the Palestinian firefighters that helped in the joint rescue mission to extinguish the fire in the Haifa region after refusing entrance to all firefighters. Entry permits were issued to 7 of the 10 concerned Palestinian Authority firefighters, although they were all cleared to enter during the humanitarian operation. With regard to the flotilla, 2 solidarity ships will be sailing to the Gaza Strip next spring in order to challenge Israel's siege on the coastal enclave by delivering much-needed humanitarian and medical supplies. The new flotilla organizers said that activists from 20 countries, mainly from Europe, will be participating in the convoy. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu denied reports stating that Israel intends to pay compensation to the families of the 9 Turkish peace activists who were killed when the Israeli army attacked the solidarity ship in May. In addition, the Israeli authorities released the head of the northern branch of the Islamic movement, Sheikh Raed Assar, after serving a 5-month sentence issued against him by an Israeli court. Sheikh Salah was on board the Turkish solidarity ship that was heading to Gaza as part of the Freedom Flotilla to deliver humanitarian supplies to the besieged Gaza Strip. Also today, Israeli Rabbi Hayyim Druckmann presented his own version of resolving the issue of not renting homes of Arabs, by suggesting that a loyal Arab can rent or buy a flat, while haters of Israel will be denied his right. Druckmann opposed the controversial edict issued last week by 50 fundamentalist rabbis against renting or selling apartments to all Arabs, because he stated that an Arab who is loyal to Israel must be granted equal rights. In a separate report by Man News, Palestinian Attorney General Ahmad Al-Mughni announced the closure of 12 local radio and television stations in the West Bank due to failure to abide by a new permit system following months of time allowance and renegotiation of fees. The Palestinian Journalists Union condemned the decision, accusing the committee of not giving any notice nor enough time to act upon the passage of new regulations. In other news, the Israeli NGO Breaking the Silence is due to launch a new book, Occupation of the Territories, Israeli Soldier Testimonies, 2000-2010, which contains testimonies from male and female military personnel in the West Bank and Gaza since the start of the Second Intifada. The text seeks to transfer awareness to Israeli society that there is a part of the army that is critical to the occupation. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and Alessandro Bajic.